League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
That's all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9 at Santa and Raven. If you steal a trailer full of bounce houses, that's all I need to know about you. What is wrong with people?
Good investment potential, all right? Oh. And just think about the rest of the birthday parties for your kids moving forward. You're going to be awesome.
That happened here in Meriden, Connecticut. And here
Local. That's terrible.
Yeah, and here's the owner talking about how he felt when they were stolen.
Not good is what I'm guessing.
Shocked, disbelief that somebody would take something so small. It's just material stuff, but it's not right for them just to take something that I started 10 years ago to teach my son little business etiquette.
Yeah, he started the business 10 years ago to teach his son. They had like a trailer full. They did it on the weekends, extra money.
Give him the plug. What's the company name? Do you not have the company?
On.
You're terrible.
Right. No, right. No.
Terrible person.
Jumparoundct.com.
Yeah.
Jumparoundct.com.
I'm in Meriden from time to time, and I've seen their stuff on the side of the road, I think.
They stole the stuff.
He'll be back. He'll be back. But that stinks because I do know a couple of people in that business. And obviously, you know, that's a side business. You're trying to make extra cash for the family, that kind of thing.
Yes.
You're getting your hustle on. And the weather's just turning nice. And now he's got to replace all that stuff.
Here's the thing. They have the guy who stole it on video, which I just posted it to our Anna and Raven Facebook page. Take a look. See if you know this bad person.
That's not going to end well for that guy there.
No.
That's sad. If you continue to put quotes in my door every single day for windows and doors, despite being able to see that we have all new windows and doors, that's all I need to know about you. I'm starting to feel guilty about the amount of paper I'm throwing out. Mm-hmm. I understand you're doing the door-to-door thing and you got a job to do, but just mark it that you put one in my door on your call sheet or whatever it may be.
Leave a note saying, hey, I have new windows.
Right.
Stop leaving stuff here.
If you're truly the professional that you're writing that you are and this personalized note that you're putting on the quote every single time, then you would know and you would be able to see that they're all new.
But you know,
and I already paid that money.
But you know what, Raven?
What's up?
I come from being a realtor background.
Yeah.
It's not so much about whether you'll hire them now. It's whether you're going to hire them in 10 years. Or if a friend asks you, hey, you know anybody that I can get windows from? Like, you know, there's this guy that every single day he puts a note in my door.
Right.
And it's going to trigger.
So is it the guilt that pushes me off to do that? Because I'm like, oh, this guy's a hard worker. Even though I never met him, have no idea what it is that his work is actually. The guilt that will push it off on maybe a friend or something like that?
Yeah.
It's the long con.
Right.
That's how they get you.
Well, that's sad. And my windows are warranted for 30 years. Get away from my house.
That's not nice. Christian?
If you're the person that's going around leaving headless birds on someone's lawn in Westport, that's all I need to know about you.
Did you see the picture of that guy?
It's a little creepy.
It's more than a little bit creepy. It was pigeons, chickens. There's no explanation. They don't know why he was doing it. He picked one guy's house in Westport, kept leaving it on the front lawn, and there's no explanation why he chose this person.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
that either he thinks it's somebody else or, I mean, I just don't get it.
No, I think that there's probably deeper rooted issues there.
Well, we discussed it, that Anna, her father, if these things showed up at the house, would be like, well, I guess I'm cooking chicken.
I guess we have chicken tonight.
We did chicken tonight, right?
When I was in Italy, we ate pigeons all the time. All right, you want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. The Connecticut Board of Tourism has come forward and say, hey, you know what we realized? Even though we spent $27 million to come up with a slogan, still revolutionary, turns out it's not really working for us.
It's lukewarm at best. It's not going out there. So they're up for a new slogan, and they're basically like, who's got an idea?
And we've got plenty. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So the current state slogan is still revolutionary here in Connecticut. Before it was that, it was full of surprises. Throughout this week, we've been discussing how we can come up with some new ones. And it's now time for you to finally give us your ideas. If you want to get in early, 1-800-330-9999. But I thought first we would pitch some of ours.
Okay, right. I mean, we've already covered the best in the states and the worst in the states, too. So, so here, I mean, obviously, we have to be part of the team, too. So what the ideas? I want your idea first.
Mine? I think it's connect with Connecticut. because I think that there's a lot to be said there. One, it's a play on words because Connect is in Connecticut when you spell it out.
Thank you for spelling that out to me.
Uh-huh.
Right. Connect, explaining that to me.
Connect, I cut. That's how you spell it. Connect, I cut.
Yeah.
So connect with Connecticut.
Right.
Because I think there's so much to the connect with here in Connecticut.
Here's the thing.
See what I did?
Isn't the slogan supposed to entice you two to connect?
Connect
this is just telling you the action is that you need to connect.
All right, Smarty Pants, what's yours?
I'm just saying it's putting responsibility on me when I want to be enticed.
What's yours?
Mine is Connecticut, King of the North.
There's still states that are more north than us.
Not as bougie as Rhode Island. No? I feel like it explains
more. You think those are better than Connect with Connecticut?
Well, I just feel like Connect with Connecticut, it's giving me responsibility. It's giving me a job. And I hate jobs.
King of the North?
I have enough chores. My wife is texting me right now telling me I got to pick up OxyClean on the way home. I've got enough chores.
Okay. Producer Christian, what do you have?
Connecticut, the least natural disasters.
I mean, what?
We don't have that many natural disasters. When's the last time you had a hurricane in Connecticut? The 80s?
No, it was last year. It was the year before.
What are you talking about?
That was a tornado.
Sandy, Remnants. Irene, those
and then we had
hurricanes?
And you just pointed out, why isn't we had a tornado?
Compared to Florida, where it happens every 5 minutes?
All right, to be fair, let's all pump the brakes and give ourselves some space here, all right? In brainstorming meetings, there's supposed to be no bad ideas.
No bad ideas.
I broke the rule first.
Yes.
I poo-pooed on your idea,
Connect
and now you're taking it out on Christian.
The least natural disaster.
How about another one? Okay. How about another one? City to the sticks in 30 minutes flat.
Not bad.
How about that?
But that's just saying that we're
It is saying that we have everything.
That's like all these... Look,
you're not feeling the bougie?
No.
I feel like bougie's for the youngs. It's good with the hashtag.
No.
Not as bougie as Rhode Island.
Connecticut, at least our women's basketball team is really good.
No. I mean, even the ones on Facebook are awful. Like Bernadette wrote, unfriendly people. What? That's not nice.
We Bernadette, shove off, right?
Pat Longo wrote, the constipation state. What does that even mean?
Oh, nice. Good.
Right?
That's good.
Good.
Barbara wrote, visit our ghost towns. What?
Maybe this is harder than it looks.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. If you think you actually have a good idea for the state slogan of Connecticut, give us a call now. Don't give us mean ones. It's not nice. We love our state.
King of the North.
Okay.
All right.
So many great ones coming in. 1-800-330-9999. We want to know, what do you think the Connecticut state slogan should be? Because they're getting rid of Still Revolutionary. Greg just wrote on our Facebook page, Connecticut, come play today. I like that. There's so much to come play. There's Boxwoods. There's Mohegan. There's Mystic Aquarium. There's the Maritime Aquarium. There's Beardsley Zoo. There's so much to do. I like it. We actually got a message on our Instagram, too, which I didn't even know you could send voice messages on Instagram. Turns out you can. Here it is.
I have one, guys. Connecticut. The fake rich people.
So she's recording us right there while we're cranking in the background.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That's nice, loyal listener. Fake rich people. I did point that out yesterday. I mean, everybody thinks we're just rich.
I don't.
Nationwide, that's what people think.
I don't want negative things about Connecticut. I love Connecticut. I was born and raised here. We have a lot of great things here. No negativity.
Remember the rules, Anna. It should actually say something about what we do or have, and it should entice people.
Come play today. I like that. All right, 1-800-330-9999. We're going to get to all your calls coming up next. What should Connecticut's state slogan be? We've given ourselves a huge task. A task that the state had formerly paid $27 million to an outside firm to do.
Right.
But we're doing it for free because, hey, why not?
Well, there's no money left at this point. They've come out and they said, listen, we made a mistake. Our bad. But if you've got a better idea, give it to us. Don't just complain.
That's right. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We are looking to replace the state slogan. It's currently Still Revolutionary. It's been that since 2012 when they launched it. Tourism says, no, it's not working. We're going to come up with a new one. We've been prepping for this all week, and it's time for you to make your nominations at 1-800-330-9999. Let's see. Mary Jo wrote on our Facebook page, let us entertain you. Not bad.
Well, you know, when Scott was in here yesterday, our marketing guru, he was talking about the fact of the future, right? Like, we're headed towards, we've got the casinos, we're talking about gaming, there could be more casinos coming in.
Yep.
The outdoor entertainment, that I think is interesting because we do have more gaming than people surrounding us at the moment.
DMBEST91 on Instagram wrote, home of the Anna and Raven show. I'm not sure people from Nebraska are going to want to visit us based on that.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's hope, anyways.
Yeah.
Right. All right,
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What should our state slogan be?
I have the Connecticut tiny state, but feels good.
Connecticut is a tiny state, but feels good?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. But put it on our list.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hey, can we just go with the Prozac of New England?
The Prozac of New England. I mean, Prozac is supposed to level you out and make you relax, though, right? Like, not get you crazy. I feel like things are pretty tense
exactly.
in Connecticut.
Yeah, but we're not as crazy as New York. We're not as crazy as Boston. We're kind of like the chill middle.
I'm into it. Anna and Raven, what should the state slogan be?
Connecticut, we've got it all.
We've got it all. What is it we've got?
We have beautiful beaches, and we have mountains for skiing. We have nightlife in Hartford and New Haven. And then we have the beautiful covered bridges and the fields in the northwestern corner. We have everything.
I love it. I think it's so nice. It's so much better than Chef Plum, who wrote on our Instagram, "We don't all like nutmeg."
Right.
Right.
Which is a fair statement also, though, and it's good for the world to know. Thank you for your contribution, ma'am.
I like that.
I don't want to seem like a naysayer,
uh-huh.
but it's my job.
We have everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah, it feels just like Cancun or Vermont.
Mm.
And Ann Raven, state slogan, what do you got?
Well, it's probably not nice, but we only live here because family's here.
That is my life. That is my life. Send my wife a handwritten note, please. Thank you very much. That is wonderful.
I mean, hi, Anna and Raven. What should be the state slogan?
Can't quit Connecticut.
Yeah, we keep going.
Right.
Like the Energizer Bunny.
You know, there's another way to paraphrase that. Kill me and put me out of my misery.
No.
No, that's not the same.
No, can't quit.
I like it.
Okay.
As I pull into work, can't quit. Yes.
Yeah, I got to keep paying my bills.
What if I go on strike?
Yep. Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the state slogan?
It's the gateway state.
The gateway to what? State. What are we gatewaying to?
It could either be the gateway to New York, to Boston, to hell, to whatever you
want. Right, right. It's good that you added those last options because we're trying to get away from the place that just goes in between Boston and New York.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What should our state slogan be?
I think they should adopt Stratford's slogan, and it should be offering more from forest to shore.
See, you know, this is what we're getting some of this here. Thank you for the call. We're getting some of this is like somebody hears something good someplace else, and they just want to take it. But, Anna, here's the thing. We don't want to start the state slogan with fraud.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What should the state slogan be?
It should be, can't wait to see what we do next.
You know, because we're going in such a positive direction with the opening of the amphitheater and we're possibly getting a new casino. And there's a lot of great things that are happening here in the state.
Connecticut.
I think it's great.
Come see us in 5 years. We might be awesome.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What's the slogan?
Good morning. Connecticut, a New England pleasure.
I like anything that incorporates New England because New England has warm tones like leaves, and that makes us sound friendly. We just got a message on Facebook that says Gateway of New England, and I think that's kind of really nice, too.
But it's not accurate because New York is lower than us. I mean, if you're looking at the map, isn't the gateway at the beginning? Isn't it at the front?
We're the gateway.
We don't have the largest port. We don't have the largest airport. We don't have the... how would we be the gateway?
I think we just are. Also, side note, New York is not part of New England. I didn't know if you knew that.
According to your article there?
No, according to Real Stuff.
Oh, to who? To Real Stuff. Where's that article written? What's the name of the webpage?
Quora.com.
Yeah, that sounds real. Thanks. No.
Donna on our Facebook page, she pitched Connecticut, a shoreline treasure. Kind of nice.
Yeah.
I didn't, go ahead.
I'm trying not to get sucked into the darkness, all right?
No. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Still Revolutionary is currently the state slogan of Connecticut. We're looking to change it because the Connecticut Board of Tourism says that they need to change it now.
Right. It's a bad idea. Do you have anything for us?
Right, exactly. The thing that's really important to mention is that I don't like state bashing. It makes me upset. I'm proud to live in Connecticut. I grew up here. I lived here my whole life. So I don't want to hear your state bashing. I'm a proud Connecticut girl.
I'm just trying to put realism in it. I want to make sure that if somebody was not from Connecticut, they're driving down the road, they see the license plate, they see the slogan, they want to come here.
We want them to come visit to Connecticut.
That's right. Okay.
Noel Latte wrote The Shore and So Much More, which is cute. It rhymes.
It's cute.
We like things that rhyme around here.
Yeah, but would it bring you here from Texas?
1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, what do you think the Connecticut state slogan should be?
I think it should be always connected.
Always connecting.
Always connected.
I like the play of the word connecting. Mm. Yeah. We had another one on our Facebook page, too, that said come to connect.
That's actually not bad. So
yeah.
Here's the thing. I've given all my concerns, Anna Zapp. I'm going to try and flip the coin now and completely embrace the positivity, all right?
Mm-hmm.
How about never mind. You guys did it better than me.
Right.
There you go.
Yep.
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think our state slogan should be?
I think it should be Connecticut, a pleasant surprise.
pleasant surprise.
Right. Like, you thought it was going to be terrible, but you got here and it's all right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay on the right side of the coin, but you're not making it easy.
Anna and Raven, what do you think our state slogan should be?
How about great things come in small packages?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's good.
How about it's not size of the ship, but the motion of the ocean? No?
Mary.
That's always a good one.
Yeah. Mary Ellen just wrote on our Facebook page, she wrote small state, big fun, which kind of relates back to what she's saying.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What do you think the state slogan should be?
All right. Connecticut. Spice it up in the nutmeg state.
Spice it up in the nutmeg state. Boom! Kind of.
Thanks for the call, sir.
All right. We have gotten so many. And if you want to, for the next few hours, you can post on our Facebook page, Anna and Raven, Twitter, Anna and Raven, or Instagram, Anna and Raven. And I'm going to compile the 10 best. And tomorrow we're going to dwindle them down and vote which one should be the one that we pitch to the state. And hopefully they'll use it.
How you feeling, my not as bougie as Rhode Island?
No, it's off the list. It's not even on the list.
That's sad.
I didn't even write it down.
Very sad.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
So we're going to invite those same 30 people.
Melissa and Drew joining us together this morning. Melissa, let's start with you. What's going on?
Drew and I got married at a courthouse very quickly. We sent out the invites 2 weeks via email and invited all of our friends, went to a courthouse, like I said, and then out to a local bar. Night of drinking and appetizers. You know, we totally covered it all. 30 friends showed up. But I don't know, it just kind of bothered me because only 2 of our friends brought gifts. I know we did a casual wedding, but we're building a life together and it's a new chapter. And we kind of need just to invest a little, you know? So I want like more of a formal celebration at this point. So I think we're planning on having like a barbecue at our house. And Drew is giving me a hard time about that because he doesn't think that it's necessary and that the whole point of us not having a formal wedding was to avoid family drama, which comes with a more formal wedding celebration.
Melissa, let me interrupt. Drew, what's going on?
I think that this is just about presents. She's upset that we only got 2 presents.
Honey, it's not.
Yeah, no, it totally is. We agreed on a courthouse wedding because we didn't want family drama. We didn't want the big, you know, pageantry. We didn't want all that. We wanted it just to be close with our friends. And now you're changing the script on this because you want more presents.
You got married. People want to come and celebrate. I mean, it's really that simple, guys. If you're going to have a barbecue, people want to come over, they want to have burgers, and they want to bring you something. If you were out of a housewarming, they'd bring you a bottle of wine. I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to do something romantic and impulsive, but I think it's okay for us to open it up to more of our friends and family.
Well, I can understand where Drew is coming from, because, Melissa, if you agreed to a courthouse wedding, you sent Evites, 30 friends, you went to a bar after, that's it. That's what you agreed on, so going back on that now because you didn't get the presents that you wanted, I can understand why he's a little bit upset about that.
I mean,
yeah, basically, it's like we had a wedding, now let's have another wedding. Okay.
Right.
So we're going to invite those same 30 people plus a bunch more people.
But if you're not doing a ceremony, guys, that's not a wedding. That's a barbecue.
It's a barbecue.
I mean, you're not telling them to bring presents. You're just saying, hey, we're having a barbecue celebration.
We can ask our audience what they think, and we'll make it really simple. They agree with you, Drew. You said this is the way you were going to do things. You did it. You invited 30 of your friends. You went out to a bar after the courthouse. That's the end of it. But they may see your side too, Melissa. You've changed your mind. All of a sudden now you want to open it up to your family, have a backyard barbecue, and you're allowed to change your mind. You're married. You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
We're on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Here's what went down. Melissa and Drew had decided they're going to have a courthouse wedding. They're going to invite all their friends afterwards. They're going to go out to a bar. That's exactly what they did. And they had about like 30 friends or so show up at the bar afterwards. Mm-hmm. And then Melissa was a little bit concerned because she had only received 2 gifts.
Right. Well, they picked up the tab for the restaurant night and they thought maybe they'd make out a little bit better, I guess.
Yeah. Well, now Melissa has decided, you know what? We made a mistake. We should have had a party with our family involved. And now I want to have a big yard barbecue. Drew says, you're just doing this for the presents. And she's like, no, I changed my mind. Does she have a right to change her mind and to have this barbecue? Really? To invite all the family? Or is she kind of double dipping at this point? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I am on his side. She didn't want the family drama, but she wants the family presence. That's not right.
I agree with you. I think that's exactly what it is, and I think he's right.
Thank you for the call. Well, the way that she's phrasing it or talking about it is certainly questionable. Here's the thing. If you got invited to the first one, and you get invited to the second one, you say, well, I already contributed, right? Even if you didn't bring a gift to the first one, you're like, I'm not bringing a gift. So I don't think that there's any harm in having the party and inviting people, but maybe I'm wrong.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Melissa and Drew decided they were going to have a courthouse wedding. They sent out emails 2 weeks before it, said, hey, listen, come to the courthouse, and then afterwards, we're going to go out drinking. We're going to have a party. Start 99.9 at Tana and Raven. Mm-hmm. Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Yeah,
just friends.
Well, largely a casual affair. I mean, what I would consider a casual affair at that point. And now she wants the family to get involved because she thinks she might score some more items.
Right. Only two of her friends brought gifts. And she's like, well, you know what? Why don't we have a barbecue now? We'll invite all the family. The family that wasn't good enough to come the first time, FYI. we want to know, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven.
I am definitely on the guy's side. Horrible. Just horrible.
But if you're coming to my barbecue, you're bringing potato salad or brownies or something like that. Now you're just going to bring me an envelope full of cash.
I'm not bringing anything for the gold digger. That's nothing.
Right. You know, if I was like part of the family and I was thinking in my head, oh, I wasn't good enough to be invited to the first party, but now all of a sudden I'm invited to the barbecue. I know what's up. I think it sounds awful.
Exactly.
You should remember that the rest of your life. Right. At every holiday. Right. And Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. If you wanted presents, you should have had it registered for it. And having expectations of people assuming to bring gifts is crazy.
I agree. I mean, if somebody sent me like an email and said, hey, we're having a big courthouse wedding, we're going to go out drinking afterwards, I wouldn't think, let me go buy a dress and get a card and make an envelope. You
let
know?
Me ask you, would you think that if you were going out to that courthouse wedding party after, do you think that you'd be picking up your drinks and food?
I would think so.
I would think that too. And they picked up everybody's drinks and food.
Well, that's their fault for not spelling it out.
I'm just saying for consideration. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Actually, I'm on Drew's side. I can't understand. I think maybe they need to choose better friends. I mean, what kind of friends only bring two gifts?
Yeah, I think that there was probably a lot of miscommunication on their part where they should have explained that this is a little bit more formal, maybe picking up the tab, than, you know, sending an email to your friends and saying, hey, we're getting married in 2 weeks. You want to come? I just think that trying to make up for it now is silly.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Drew, our audience agreed with you. Melissa, because you didn't get gifts and you weren't happy with the outcome of the original wedding you had planned, doesn't mean that you get to change everything now and all of a sudden decide you're having another party.
I mean, I've got friends and family calling me, breathing down my back, asking when the next celebration's going to be because they didn't get to be a part of the first one.
Well, that was your fault. You didn't invite them.
Well, you know, I have my inspirations when I have them.
We got to go by the verdict, honey.
All right. Well,
that is true.
I bet you're happy.
Yes.
You know what, Melissa? Be happy that you're married. And you got originally what you had planned for. Was it at least a really fun night out with your friends?
Oh, it was incredible.
Good.
I'm going to have a non-wedding related barbecue, though, hon, still.
We can still have barbecues, honey. Yeah.
Okay.
If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com. Is it weird if guys wear sweatpants out in public? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven, Star 99.9.
I never used to leave my house with sweatpants on, Anna. And then a trigger event happened. I had a couple friends that invited us over for like a Friday night dinner get together at their house.
Yeah.
And they asked me whether or not I'd be wearing sweatpants. And I never left the house in sweatpants before that. And then they were taking prior votes on that, whether or not I would indeed indulge in sweatpants when I went over their house.
Why? Because they think you're lazy? Or because I don't understand.
No, to give you the backstory, I've got a friend. He wears sweatpants all the time. Casual is what he's going for in a party. But me, as a guy, like, I feel weird. There's only certain times that you can wear sweatpants all the time. Like girls, it's widely accepted at this point. Yoga pants, leggings, whatever you want to call them. They've gotten high fashion. Girls can wear them wherever. When guys wear them out, I feel like it means you're unemployed.
No, there's a difference.
I'm just saying.
No, but there is a massive difference in men's sweatpants along with women's sweatpants. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to explain this to you. And
okay.
I'm going to speak slowly so you can understand.
Break it down for me.
Yeah, okay. When a girl is wearing leggings, she can dress it up or she can dress it down. And it's, I think, completely acceptable. I really do. But a guy can also wear fashionable sweatpants, but they're not really quote-unquote sweatpants.
Right.
They're athletic leisure wear.
Well, okay, so, but if you buy that, if you pay over $100 for sweatpants, it's automatically against the rules that you should not own those sweatpants.
So that's fancy. Not true.
You shouldn't own those unless you're like an Olympic athlete and they're somehow making you faster. You should not allow. You should not own those sweatpants,
gentlemen. My husband Paul wears those.
What?
Yeah.
You send your husband Paul in here with some fancy sweatpants on that cost more than $100, and I will never let him live it down.
Here's the thing.
I'm getting a photo next to those sweatpants. Yeah. I'm putting it on Instagram.
No, it's true. I mean, he doesn't buy them. I buy them, and I put them in the drawer, and he just wears them.
You're terrible.
But it's true, because they look nicer. I'd rather him wear those athletic leisure pants than put on a pair of Abercrombie jeans from 1999, which I know he still has in his closet, and he won't let me throw them away.
Christian.
Yes.
Tell me right now, who gets to wear over $100 sweatpants besides Hugh Hefner's carcass, hip-hop stars that are headed to Fast and the Furious 8 filmings or tapings, and that's pretty much it.
Michael Phelps.
He's an Olympic swimmer. I told you, Olympians don't count because it makes them better.
A lot of guys
let him answer.
Okay.
If you're doing anything remotely athletic, walking, jogging, pretending to walk.
Just answer the question, man.
That's the only reason.
But over $100 sweatpants, you better be in a Lamborghini. Don't pull up here in his Infiniti with over $100 sweatpants. I'm never going to let your husband let it go.
But it's a fashion statement. People wear it. They're not champion sweatpants, which FYI also are $14.99 back in style right now. Right, but you can't wear your beat up champion sweatpants that have the drawstring on them and decide you're going out to dinner and go somewhere nice.
It's got like a Cheeto stain on it.
I have a couple rules as they pertain to sweatpants.
All right, let me hear them.
If you'd like me to share,
I would.
You must be headed directly to or from the gym. You have to be walking in or out of the gym at that moment as a guy. This is when it's acceptable. I gave you the other variations where you're a hip-hop artist going to a video filming, right? That works. You're in a Lamborghini or Ferrari. Uh-huh. Also works at that point. You could be a man of leisure, like Hugh Hefner, or somebody that arranges dates between lonely gentlemen and escorts, I guess.
Paul Zapp.
If you're caught at Walmart or the grocery store, you must act like you just were woken up by your wife in a panic who needed that one item.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what you have to do. And bedhead doesn't really apply. Like, you don't have to do your hair if you're wearing sweatpants. It's one of those things that just kind of sweetens the look.
I'm getting text messages from Paul's fraternity brothers that they also wear the good ones.
No. You're all wrong. Bring all those gentlemen in, and I will tell them all why they are wrong.
I think it's okay for guys who wear nice sweatpants. I think it's totally fine.
Oh, man.
Let us know.
Sweatpants. You're a sellout.
Go on Ann on Raven on our Facebook page. Sellout. Do you put nice sweatpants on and go out public? I bet you do, guys.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
All right, Kenzie, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Kenzie.
Thank you.
Okay, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it does go to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay, number 1, fill in the blank. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's...
MasterCard.
Number 2, Wilton resident Christopher Walken worked as a lion tamer when he was a teenager. What 2016 Disney movie does he voice King Louis, a giant ape?
The Jungle Book.
Number 3, Beyonce dropped a surprise live album along with a Netflix documentary. What's it called?
I don't know. Sorry.
That's okay. Number 4, Hoda adopted another baby girl. Who was Hoda's 11-year co-host of the Today Show that left earlier this month?
Matt Lauer.
And number 5, a new novel titled The Mister was just released. It's by the same author of the 50 Shades of Grey books. Who is it?
E.J. Smith.
Mm. Okay, you're on the right track for that, but not right.
Oh,
all right.
He's all shh. Okay.
How'd you do?
She got 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5 is not too good. Let's see how I can do.
Number 1, fill in the blank. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's...
MasterCard.
That's right. Kenzie's still leading you 2-1.
I use it a lot, so...
So you're well-versed
in it? I'm very familiar.
Yeah. Number two, Wilton resident Christopher Walken worked as a lion tamer when he was a teenager.
Ha.
What 2016 Disney movie does he voice King Louie, a giant ape?
What year was it?
2016.
That's the Jungle Book.
Jungle Book is correct. You guys are tied at two. I can't believe you know that.
Listen, Mr. Lion, you're going to do what I say.
Number
three. Terrible in person.
It was pretty awful. It was awful, yeah. But better than I normally thought you would do in this situation.
Right. Lion!
Okay.
You're going to listen to me.
That's not great.
I mean, I already tied.
Number three, Beyonce dropped a surprise live album along with the Netflix documentary. What's it called?
Oh, gosh. I just saw this on Netflix. Behind that, I don't know. The Story of Me? Something.
No. Homecoming.
Homecoming. Yeah.
I cannot wait to go home and watch it. Like, I can't wait.
Relax. It's going to be there waiting for you. It's Netflix. Okay. It'll be right there.
Number four. Hoda adopted another baby girl. Who was Hoda's 11-year co-host of the Today Show that left earlier this month?
Kathy Lee Gifford.
That is right. Raven takes the lead 3-2. And number five, a new novel titled The Mister was just released. It's by the same author of the 50 Shades of Grey books. Who is it?
Oh.
You don't know.
I should know that. Yeah.
You should know, but you don't know.
I should know. I don't know.
It's E.L. James. I'm sorry, Kenzie.
That's all right.
You know, that was tough, but Raven only beat you 3-2 this morning.
You were definitely trickier today.
Yeah.
Trickier today.
It's Kenzie from Norwalk, and I can't beat Raven.
Thank you for trying. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time. She competed like a lion.
Okay.
How's
all
that?
Right. Okay, it's
better?
Something. Yeah, no. All right, make sure you're listening at 5:30 today. We'll give you the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. Camden police are attempting to ID a man that stole 4 bottles of cologne totaling $54.46 from TJ Maxx.
Somehow, this made, like, one of the news services out here in the area. And this article, like, it's all over the place. People are posting an APB for this guy. It's crazy.
So 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. And the reason why this struck me as so odd is because over the weekend, I saw this guy frantic at Walgreens to buy cologne. He was, like, grabbing the manager at Sunday night at 9 o'clock, and I was like, wait a minute. Who still wears cologne and perfume?
Mm. Yeah, and he purchased Obsession.
Right.
Which is like, I mean, that's a 30-year flashback, if you will, right there.
Right.
So I'm telling you.
Our question this morning at 1-800-330-9999 is, do you still wear cologne or perfume? Mm. And if you do, what do you wear? Raven, I pulled up the top 80s and 90s colognes. I want to see if you wore them.
Okay, because here's the thing. I don't wear cologne now, but back in the day, it was almost a problem.
That's what I'm saying.
I had a lot of clothes and a lot of cologne.
Because it was popular back then. I feel like it's not as popular now.
Okay, I had more than one for every day of the week. I did.
It's weird. 80s. Davidoff Cool Water. Cool Water cologne.
I didn't wear that one.
You didn't wear Cool Water?
I'm sorry. I did not. I did not.
All right. How about Jacquard? Everybody wore Jacquard.
I did for a time. Not one of my favorites, but I did. Yep.
The Jacquard smell for me is still intoxicating.
I know. You talk about it. There's somebody here, I believe, in the maintenance department that every once in a while steps under the elevator. They wear a lot.
And it's true.
And then it sticks with Anna for a day or two.
Yep. Ralph Lauren Polo.
I did wear Polo from time to time. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Top colognes of the 90s, Giorgio Armani Acqua Di Gio.
Still have that one in the drawer, as a matter of fact.
My husband still wears that, too, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's a clean smell. It's a clean smell. Well done,
Paul. Eternity for Men by Calvin Klein.
Had Eternity, yep.
How about straight up Old Spice cologne?
Maybe my first bottle of cologne ever.
Yeah.
Might have just been after shaving. My dad might have told me it was cologne, but that was like the first one that you purchased ever.
That was my dad. My dad smelled like Old Spice growing up. Like when I smell Old Spice, I think of my dad.
Right. Yeah. That's a good one.
All right. Well, 1-800-330-9999. Do you still wear cologne? And if you do, or perfume, what is it?
I'm not, but my husband does on a daily basis.
What is he wearing?
He wears Fahrenheit's his favorite, and then he's got Eternity and Jacquard still.
Jacquard, it's still out there. And Raven, are you still wearing cologne?
No, I use perfume because I'm a girl.
Okay.
Well, what perfume do you wear?
Right.
I use the Bulgarian.
Chanel. Chanel.
Nice.
Do you know that I only own Chanel?
No, not Chanel. It's the Italian. It's the Bulgarian.
Okay. Right. I mean, it sounds like you're the leader of some small Romanian spinoff country right there, but I like it. It sounds good.
Uh-huh.
No, I still. It's not so good. It's very expensive, by the way. It's like $90 a bottle.
I mean, would you buy it from a guy that you found on the street if it smelled the same? If it smelled relatively the same, would you pick it up from the guy?
Perfume?
I don't buy fake ones. Oh, you know,
my gosh. I don't know. I don't know. Thank you for the call. I don't know. Anna, when you're on Canal Street and you see a bag, it's just like the Coach bag that you've wanted forever. You love this bag. You're after this bag. But if you look really closely, it says couch, not coach.
Oh, yeah.
You buying
close
it?
Enough. Yeah. No, no.
No, come on.
I didn't realize that colognes have, like, such a high street value.
Oh, yeah, there's
resale.
A black market for it, man.
Yeah.
And Ann Raven, do you still rock cologne?
Of course. Raven, come on. You got to smell good.
Something for the ladies, he says. What cologne are you rocking?
YSL. That's, you know, but I love Gucci, but YSL is what I have on today. I go to work. Everyone's at work like, oh, my God, you smell so amazing. Macy's is where to go.
Macy's is where you go for the colognes. That I do know. That I do remember. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Was there anything more joyous when you were young to get the sampler cologne pack, like from the aunt or the cousin
at
Christmas?
That was a big deal. It was a big deal.
Right. When you were 10, 11, or 12, all of a sudden you felt like, you know what? I'm going to be shaving real soon because I got these four different various cologne packets here.
But the truth of the matter is that I was always such a Marilyn Monroe fan that I only wore Chanel No. 5 to this day. That's all I have ever owned.
When you were 8?
When I was 8, I used Johnson & Johnson
good
body lotion.
That's no tears.
Also had a very strong smell.
No tears.
Right.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.